I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, and thanks so much for Deacon there. He jumped in the hot seat here on the news program on CITR and basically did it on the fly, and I was really impressed. And he actually got an interview with the local politician at minute's notice, and I don't know how he pulled that off. And he also just segued into this show by playing a track by UMI, that great band from Sydney, who are touring the United States really soon. Actually, they're playing at the Bumbershoot Festival in Seattle this weekend. They're playing, they're on stage Monday night, and Deacon just put on the track there, Adam's Ribs, from the 1993 album. And I'll see if we can maybe play some UMI later on. I'd like to next week, if I can, go down to Portland to see them play, if I can somehow swing that. And it would be amazing. I haven't visited Portland, and it would be really great to see that band here on in the Pacific Northwest. So this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, and I host this show every week at this time on CITR or wherever you are in the world. And there's a podcast available. If you go to Google and you type in Oz Stranded, that's OZSTRANDED, you'll find the blog with all the set lists and podcasts and whatnot. And if you're listening live right now in Vancouver, feel free to call through. It's 604-822-CITR. I'd love to hear from you if you have any requests, or if you just wanted to say hi or chat or anything. That would be really neat. So this is the show, and what I was going to do today is start off with a little bit of NXS. What a classic Australian band. I haven't played too much of them, and I just picked up an old best of theirs. I was in Edmonton, Alberta, and visiting the public library, and they had across the road this like massive big sale. Like, the library was just seemed to be gutting out half their collection and selling it to folks on in Edmonton, and all these books and CDs, and like tons of CDs for $1. And I picked up this great 2-CD compilation of NXS for $1. So I've been listening to that this week, and it's got a really great sleeve with talking all about the history of the band. So in keeping with what I tend to do here at the start of the show is dig into old stuff. So, I mean, we all know that NXS kind of, well, they still exist, and arguably a shadow of their glory. They've had some odd turns of events with singers following the death of Michael Hutchins. There's now some guy called J.D. Fortune who did. There was some reality TV show. I never saw it, but NXS pitched it to the people of America to audition for the role of NXS's singer to take on from Michael Hutchins, and those are some very, very big shoes to fill. So I think they've recorded one album with that guy, J.D. Fortune, and I read somewhere that it didn't turn out too well once he hit the cocaine, and they actually ditched him in an airport halfway through a tour a couple of years ago. But the last thing I read here online is that he's back in the band, and I believe there's a new album coming out in a matter of weeks. So this NXS still going strong after many years. A little bit about them. They formed in 1977. originally they were the Farris brothers. So there's three brothers in that band, the Farris brothers, and they were playing together as a trio and met Michael Hutchence in school. And he had the magnetic presence, of course, of a classic front man. And he really was, I think, quite an incredible performer, and he was a real poet at heart, and there's a lot's been written and said about him. I'm sure there's probably a good biography out there somewhere. Interestingly, they, even though they became these big pop stars in America and whatnot, they did start as, you know, a really good Stonesy bluesy kind of pub band. I'll just read you what the bio in this Best Of says. It says, to understand the sound and star power of INXS, you have to comprehend that it was like what it was like to be a working band in Australia in the late 1970s and early 1980s. The fists, booze, blood, the sweatbox pubs, drub military servicemen's clubs and gargantuan beer barns, the exhausting commutes to gigs in remote mining towns, and the fight club ambience of the bars and dance halls in the big cities. You played hot, tough music for drinking, dancing and brawling, or you died trying. And it really was like that back then. And they had, you know, that different edge with the more sort of sultry approach of Michael Hutchence, who apparently he really put offside a lot of the rougher sort of Aussie blokes in the crowds, because he'd be singing to the women. He had that magnetic appeal, so that sort of set them apart from the more rough and tumble pub rock bands. And through a lot of hard work, they managed to really make, you know, an extraordinary career for themselves, and that included big things in the United States. So let's start with the very first single. So this is great. This compilation has, I'm going to play for you the A side and the B side of the very, very first songs from INXS. Let's see how back that would be. I mean, that, well, it must be 1978. 1978 or maybe 80. I think their actual debut album came out in 80, so this could be 1978, 1979. Presumably came out on a 7-inch single. We're going to hear it now, including the B-side. So the B-side is interesting. The song itself is called Simple Simon. That's the A-side. The B-side is called We Are the Vegetables. And here in the sleeves, Kurt Pengelly of the band recalls a night in Perth, a fancy dress party at a place called the Broadway Tavern, at which the band members all had to wear costumes. Andrew was in a chicken suit, I was a turtle or something, and we called ourselves the Vegetables. We Are the Vegetables was written that afternoon and played that night and released in 1980 as the B-side to INXS's debut single. So let's hear both the A side and the B side INXS from right at the beginning.
Box its face to the people on the ground.
There we have it, the first two tracks ever put out by INXS. And the band formed in 1977, and I'm not quite sure when those two songs came out, but probably around, you know, 78, 79. That song, We Are the Vegetables, was the B-side. And as I was just saying, they wrote that song very quickly after a gig in Perth, where they played at a place called the Broadway Tavern, and they all wore suits. So Andrew wore a chicken suit, somebody else in the band wore a turtle suit, and we called ourselves the Vegetables. Because they felt like vegetables, the phrase came up because we were exhausted. He says, earning little money, I felt like a vegetable. But when we went back to Sydney in 1978, we'd had these bizarre Steven Spielbergian experiences in the Australian desert. We'd been toughening up. So those songs were recorded when they were sort of in exile, in a sense, over in Perth, which is way down in Western Australia. And they gigged around there for a little while before heading back east to try their luck. And that's when they really started to take off. And the album Shabu Shabar was kind of their breakthrough album, and it had a hit from, it went into the Australian top 20 with the single The One Thing, and it got a lot of rotation on MTV as well at the time. I'm going to play you actually the Shabu Shabar, the first two songs off that album, because I dug around in the library and found some INXS vinyl here. So whenever I find some Australian vinyl, I snap it up and get ready to play it. So here we go. This is the first two tracks from Shabu Shabar, which was the album that really sort of broke INXS, at least in Australia. And then after that, of course, you know, the rest is history. So this is 1982. We're going to play a couple more tracks from an earlier album called Listen Like Thieves after this. So we're going to keep it to the early years, and maybe another show we might do some of the later years. But these are two tracks from Shabu Shabar. This is from 1982, INXS.
Well, you know just what to do. Friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
All right, so we're back here on Strata, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, and a short feature here on the early years of In Excess, because I picked up this really neat compilation album in Edmonton just a week or so back, and I played for you first up the very first two songs ever released by In Excess, including the B-side, and then two tracks from Shabu Shaba, which was the kind of the solidifying album, at least in Australia at the time, and I just played you two tracks from that. First was The One Thing, which is the single, and then the second track, To Look At You. And in terms of a breakthrough in the States, I guess this next album, which was called Listen Like Thieves, and I have a vinyl copy right here on the CITR library that I've whipped out, and it came out in 1985, and it is considered the breakthrough album in terms of the bands making it in the United States. And they had a lot of success touring there. For a short period, they were probably regarded as the biggest band in the world. Maybe, you know, U2 equivalent, I guess. It didn't last too long because, of course, what happened was in 1991, 92, everything all changed. And that's when it got a bit rougher for INXS. Michael Hutchence was now this sort of celebrity, tabloid celebrity even, especially with his goings on in Britain, dating Paula Yates and whatnot, and reconciling that with his sudden realization that people were more interested in edgier, grungy type music, and it really caused a lot of emotional turmoil for Michael Hutchence. And of course, the mid-90s albums weren't terribly well received, he ended up dead in 1997 from what appears to be a suicide. But of course, there's all the speculation around the autoerotic asphyxiation, which adds a little wild card to the whole proceedings. But anyway, we might do another show in the future where we play some of the later stuff, because I'm sure, I mean, I haven't listened to those late or mid-90s albums, and you know, I'm sure there's some gems in there regardless. I mean, they were still the real deal, as I read earlier about the formation of the band. They really started from scratch and worked hard, and, you know, there are three brothers in the band, great songwriters, great songs, and they worked really hard. You know, they weren't just a prefab pop band. So, you know, I'd be interested to listen to what they were trying to achieve in the mid to late 90s, which would have been a harder time for a band like them of their sound, when grunge was ruling and the more, you know, alternative rock. So anyway, back to what I've got to play for you now. We are talking about the early period of the band, and Listen Like Thieves was the breakthrough album in the United States. Came out in 1985, and it had a top five single in the United States in What You Need. I'm not going to play that song though. That's the first track on the album. I thought I'd play for you tracks 3 and 4 off the vinyl I have here. Those tracks are called Kiss the Dirt, Falling Down the Mountain, and track 4 is called Shine Like It Does. And in the liner notes here of the best of, Andrew from the band says that with Shine Like It Does, I had pretty much written the music myself. Michael and I demoed the song in my old flat in Cammeray in Sydney. The song featured acoustic guitars and string lines. Michael wrote the lyric. I love the melody of this song. It's a favourite of mine. So let's hear that. So we're going to first hear Kiss the Dirt, in brackets Falling Down the Mountain, and then Shine Like It Does, which is a favourite from Andrew Farris from the band INXS. So here we go. Going back to 1985. INXS for you from Australia.
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM UBC Radio in Vancouver.
And we're live here on CITR 101.9 FM if you're listening in Vancouver, or you could be anywhere in the world listening online or on the podcast perhaps. Listening at another time, another place. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And that's just wrapped up a short feature on the early years of In Excess, who are definitely one of the biggest bands of the last 20, 30 odd years. And still around, of course, even following the death of Michael Hutchins. And it's quite hard to believe that they're still going strong. That's what, over 10 years since he died in that hotel room in 1997. J.D. Fortune is their current singer, who they picked up on a reality TV show. I don't know how that all went about. I didn't see it, but it's definitely a far cry from their early days playing in the rough and tumble pubs of Australia. So I played for you. The last two songs there were from the Listen Like Thieves album, which was their breakthrough in America in 1985. So I hope you enjoyed that little little trip back in time. And as I said before, maybe another time we'll play some of their more recent songs. Some of that mid-90s stuff might be interesting to find out what were the gems in those perhaps misunderstood albums or ones that didn't really stand out as much during that era of alternative rock. So the two tracks I played the second one there was Shine Like It Does, which is a favourite of Andrew Farris from the band. And the first track I played was Kiss the Dirt. And so they're track 3 and 4 off Listen Like Thieves from 1985. So now it's time for some new music from another Australian music luminary, Mr. Tex Perkins. Much could be said about the extraordinary legacy of work that he has left. Maybe that's not the right thing to say, because I'm sure he's got plenty of years ahead of him, but he will leave a fine legacy of recorded music through his various projects, including the B Suburban, Coral Sea, Tex, Don and Charlie, and of course his current band Tex Perkins and the Dark Horses. He's a very well known singer-songwriter, a very, very tall man, handsome, and a very powerful presence on stage. And I was fortunate enough to see him play with the Beast of Bourbon at a festival in Australia. And rumour has it, back when Nirvana toured Australia in 92, and they headlined a festival, Beast of Bourbon played before them, and Tex Perkins and the Beast of Bourbon apparently just blew Nirvana off the stage. That's something that I've heard. So we've played Beast of Bourbon before, and I will again in the future, but for now I just wanted to play for you the brand new single for Tex Perkins and the Dark Horses. What he's done is put out a double album, which is an ambitious prospect, but the second CD is by a different band. So it's Tex Perkins and the Dark Horses doing a side of original music, and then Tex Perkins and the Band of Gold on side two doing a whole bunch of covers, very carefully selected covers of country and western songs. So we've got things like Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, Merle Haggard, Townes Van Zandt, some really well-selected country and western covers. But I thought I'd play for you an original, and it's the single on the side of Tex Perkins and the Dark Horses. And the song is called What Do You Want Now? So let's hear what Tex Perkins is up to these days.
Now, what do you It fills your sticky mind with substances to make you blind. Following your chart, armed with your heart, you'll get torn apart. The new world order will upset you. Don't you bother with the news, all those pessimistic views. It'll take control, nullify your soul, make you work for the dough. One day you move more slowly, your every breath will be holy. That is your reward. That is your reward. Napoleon stared into the distance, standing on the Elbe shore. Heard the cannons fly once more, cutting through the ranks. If he'd had tanks, we'd be getting paid in francs. It was a bitter disappointment, the way you languished at the door. Missed the last train to Lismore. That's the way it goes. Your silly gutter prose. It was your moment, I suppose. Yeah. One day you'll move more slowly, your every breath will be holy. That is your reward. That is your reward.
Little Guitar Arming, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and three tracks there, which all had a sort of a country bluesish sort of flavour to them. Started out with the brand new track from Tex Perkins and the Dark Horses. Tex Perkins needs very little introduction because of his very lengthy discography with all his projects, Be Suburban, Cruel Sea, and his current project, The Dark Horses, and a lovely track there called What Do You Want Now? In the middle was a rockin' band from Melbourne called The Brothers Grimm and the Blue Myrtles, and the Blue Murders. And we heard their track there called Drunken Moon. And finally was, of course, The Remains with that song Your Reward, which featured already. I had a chat with lead singer from The Remains there, the really hard-working country rock band from Sydney who are, I think they've probably just finished their Canadian tour. Their second home is Canada, and they're just a really great hard-working band, and I wanted to feature that track again from Courage and Shuffle the Cards, which is their limited edition tour CD for Canada. So they really appreciate the fans here, and I really enjoy playing their music. So the band is called The Remains, and I definitely recommend you checking them out. So we're back here with, we're still pressing on with the new music, new Australian music, and Regurgitator are a band who've been around for some time from the early 90s. They became quite big really quickly in the mid-90s just through to their quite anarchic and punchy punk electronic music, bit of hip-hop. They are and to this day still very much a mixed bag, very cutting edge and experimental, not afraid to push the boundaries and you know, use some tongue-in-cheek lyrics and you know, use you know, aggression and subtlety with their electronic aspect. A few years back, they're recording an album in a bubble. What they did was they set up this big plastic bubble out on the street in a public area, and I think for a month they basically sat in this bubble and just had to come up with their songs in front of everyone, and there was filmed and podcasted and all that kind of stuff. So that's the sort of band that they are, not afraid to experiment. And this latest album is called Super Happy Fun Times, and I'm going to play you two tracks from this brand new album. They are a three-piece. They expanded to a four-piece for some time. Now they're back to a three-piece, and this album actually was recorded just by the two founding members, Ben Eli and Kwon Yamans, as the drummer was overseas. So and recorded in the home studios. They're a band that's really not afraid to jump into the new millennium and do things on their own terms. So let's hear the title track from the album, Super Happy Fun Time, and then a second track called All Fake Everything. And this is Regurgitator on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show.
Out onto the backyard and a trip over a mushroom. Ride the purple dragon till we find the magic rainbow. Swimming down the stream into a sparkling sea. Following the dolphin till we reach a lightning eel's garden. And we fly into the sky, past light speed. We reach a distant planet. There I met an alien who told me he was my mom, and he mentioned I should clean up my bedroom now. To be a rapper.
happens putting you down. Well, I don't even know who loves me now.
Everything, all fake, 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 everything.
Well, I can't be a player cause I don't play games. My telltale tales cannot really be blamed. I'd be pretty fucking boring if I didn't blow it out. So fuck the proportions, turn up distortions. This rap shit is boring, I'm trying my best. Wooden horse shit to get the shit off the chest. So I had complexes, bullet vexes at school. Now the cool kids are nerds and the nerds got the cool. When I was young, I was ugly and I got shit done. Now I had the plastic surgery, I don't give a fuck. My teeth got straight, my eyes got fixed. Now I'm young, well adjusted and I'm bored with the chicks. My rap sucks dicks, I'm spitting secondhand semen. I'm decent, I got no reason to wrestle demons. What I really want is to be maladjusted again. So when I rap shit, I really fucking mean what I said. But how could you possibly tell if I ever said what I meant? Or if I just said what I thought was meant to be said. Or if I just thought what I said was ought to be meant to be taken with the grain. Cause I'm so ordinary, man. You're bored of me now and you got that itch to be scared by any hyperbolic hero spilling shit on the man. This is my mise-en-scene and my faux patois. This is my bullshit. Welcome to the grand facade.
Do you like my grand facade? All fake everything. Do you like my grand facade? All fake everything. Do you like my grand facade? All fake everything. Do you like my grand facade? All fake everything.
So tell me, do you like my video bitches and my video friends? Got some video bitches back in my video bends. My epic biopic through the video lens. I could be living life large, but that really depends. Am I a sweatshop knockup? That is the question. Am I really me or just an honest impression? The result, a compulsive negentropic obsession. Believe the belief and you will live forever. Like whatever, I'm as cold as clue. Checking my iPhone while I'm fucking with you. World's my oyster, got some chucking to do. Ego utter with way too much shopping to do. So I don my tracksuit, put on my chain, and I go to fucking work cause I gotta maintain the image of a young yellow Asian scum. The trackies look flat cause I got no bum. This swagger looks slack cause my spine's in disarray. Excessive computer uses compacted my vertebrae. That's okay, I don't need my back no more. Pick my swivel chair, watch me spin them rims on tour. Dropping in them bowls in my office clothes. Arse over nose, yo, that's how I roll. Check my mise-en-scene and my faux patois. You like my bullshit, it's a grand facade.
Do you like my grand facade? All fake everything. Do you like my grand facade? All fake everything. Do you like my grand facade? All fake everything. Do you like my grand facade? All fake everything. All fake everything. All fake everything. All fake everything. All fake everything.
Well, I got nothing much more than that.
CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Okay, so thanks for listening. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, broadcast from CITR in Vancouver and available anywhere on the internet. And three interesting little tracks there. The first two were from Regurgitator, from Brisbane, currently now based in Melbourne, and the album is called Happy Fun Times Friends. I really like that second track, All Fake Everything. It had that complete, you didn't see that coming. It started out as a mournful piano ballad, and then it broke right into a lyrically scathing hip-hop track. It was really, really cool. But definitely the sort of thing that Regurgitator tends to do is those quick changes and the unexpected. After that was a quirky band from Melbourne who I've been keeping my eye on for some time. They're called Alex and the Rams. That's A-L-E-K-S, Alex and the Rams. And their song Bummer, which is their latest single, available on their Bandcamp site or at their website, alexandtherams.com. And they're from Melbourne. And it's no surprise that Regurgitator relocated to Melbourne. All the bands do. I think UMI relocated there. It's because it's such a fertile place for music. And, of course, guess what? You know, Vancouver just this week has now lost its title as the most livable city in the world. Now it is Melbourne, Australia, for many reasons. And musically, it's a pretty extraordinary place. So Alex and the Ramps, that was their song Bummer. And they're currently, if you're listening to this in Australia, they're doing a residency currently at a pub somewhere, the Phoenix Public House. So that's pretty cool, all throughout September. So well done, Alex and the Ramps. Now, into some Canadian music. Let's play some local music. Let's get hard and heavy. This is 3 inches from 3 inches of Blood from Vancouver, Canada. Local metal, and I want to play you this is their 7-inch single, Anthems for the Victorious. Let's play you the first track, Lords of Change. And after that, speaking of metal, Devin Townsend, another local luminary, of course, from his this is his brand new project, the Devin Townsend Project. Strapping Young Lad is, of course, is who Devin Townsend is most known for, who are no longer with us, I believe, but the Devin Townsend Project is alive and kicking. So we're going to hear a track from that album, Ghost, by Devin Townsend Project. But first, 3 inches of Blood. Hope you enjoy this. Degradation, deep in tune and scarred.
like a stone cold killer. Amazing when your star falls down. You're shaking like the next sensation, but you're laughing like your car's on fire.
CITR.ca.
I can listen to them and go, this is really cool, and people don't make music like this, and they never have, and they never will.
Okay, and we're nearing the end of Stranded Here, the Australian Canadian music show. And we just heard three Vancouver acts there. At the top was Three Inches of Blood with some awesome punishing metal there, with Lords of Change is the 7-inch, the A side of that 7-inch single, Anthems for the Victorious. Next was the Devin Townsend Project. I was very impressed with that track, Fly. That's the first track, and of course, formerly of Strapping Young Lad, Devin Townsend there. And finally, Sex with Strangers, track 3 from their Frontier Justice album. It's called Two Thieves. Now, this evening, if you're listening in Vancouver, I highly recommend a gig at the Backstage Lounge. It's the farewell show for Root System, who I've been I guess, championing a little bit here on the show, a really remarkable three-piece roots reggae band with a Canadian singer, Australian bassist, and Hawaiian drummer. And they've been a really amazing live act. Songs are very strong. Unfortunately, the bass player, Tom, is having to go back to Australia, so the band is going to be, shifting into a different phase. But tonight they're playing at the Backstage Lounge, and it's going to be quite a special night with some roots reggae. They're going to be joined by a group called Zimbamoto, which is a collective of Afrofusion musicians, which range from traditional Shona music to contemporary African and Western rhythms. It's going to be, quite a wonderful night of roots reggae music at the Backstage Lounge. Roots System, as I mentioned, is the headliner, and it's their farewell gig. I'm going to play you a Zamboto track, and then we'll finish with the Roots System track. So I hope you enjoy what you hear, and you can catch both bands at the Backstage Lounge. So, thanks for listening. African Rhythms up next, and I'll see you next week. Good. This is a Oops, looks like we just lost that track. I'm going to bring it right back for you. Just bear with me. So we're talking about this gig at the Backstage Lounge this evening with a Roots System, and also another excellent band that's going to be joining them called Zimbamoto, which actually this is good music to play just before African Rhythms. Zimbamoto is a roots reggae band with an African flavor, and I'll get their music right back up for you, and then we're going to play one Roots System track, and then I'll say goodbye.
Para.